You're listening to SBS News.
Chanting bans off our bodies, dozens of women outside the Texas State House in Austin expressed outrage as the strictest anti-abortion law in the US went into effect on Wednesday. The near-total ban went ahead after the US Supreme Court declined to act on a request by abortion rights groups to block the law prohibiting the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law amounts to a near-total ban on abortion procedures, given that 85% to 90% of abortions occur after 6 weeks of pregnancy and would likely force many clinics to close. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed the move into law, a move welcomed by Rebecca Palmer from anti-abortion group Texas Right to Life.
So to Texas Right to Life, we are thrilled. We are celebrating this historic day for the pro-life movement. This is the first heartbeat law that's actually been able to be enforced in the United States. And so we're really excited about that and excited about the thousands of preborn lives that are going to be saved as a result of this law.
A deeply divided Supreme Court is allowing the law to remain in force for now in the nation's second largest state. The court voted 5-4 to deny the emergency appeal from abortion providers and others that sought to block enforcement of the law. But the justices also suggested that their order likely isn't the last word on whether the law can stand, because other challenges to it can still be brought. Diana Gomez of Progress Texas, a non-profit pro-abortion organization, says the law is unconstitutional.
This law is 100% unconstitutional because Roe versus Wade is the law of the land. Our hopes as abortion advocates is that the Supreme Court will see that and will uphold Roe versus Wade in Texas and across the nation.
It was a victory for conservatives who have long sought to eliminate abortion access in the United States. But prominent Democrats, including President Joe Biden, voiced anger, saying the Texas law violated the right to abortion access established by the Supreme Court's landmark decision in Roe versus Wade in 1973. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Our focus and the president's focus is to reiterate our deep commitment to the constitutional right, of course, established by Roe v. Wade nearly five decades ago, and to continue to call for the codification of Roe, something that the president talked about on the campaign trail, the vice president talked about on the campaign trail, and this highlights even further the need to move forward on that effort.
The Texas law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks and before many women know they're pregnant. The president of Planned Parenthood, which provides abortions in the US, Alexis McGill-Johnson, called it an incredibly dark day.
I mean, look, we are incredibly disappointed. You know, essentially what happened in Texas is that they turned the clock back 50 years. It is an incredibly dark day. And in not responding in this moment, the Supreme Court has effectively overruled Roe v. Wade for women in Texas.
The law signed on May the 19th is unusual in that it prevents government officials from enforcing the ban, instead giving private citizens that power by enabling them to sue anyone who provides or aids or abets an abortion after 6 weeks. Citizens who win such lawsuits would be entitled to at least $10,000. Mary Ziegler, an expert on abortion at Florida State University of Law, says lawsuits of this kind could effectively bankrupt abortion providers, so they may stop providing abortions.
So the reason Texas has done this, I think there are really two reasons. One, lawsuits of this kind could effectively bankrupt abortion providers, so they may stop performing abortions, whether there are criminal consequences or not. And more importantly, designing the law in this way protects abortion providers, protects Texas officials from potential lawsuits.
Alexis McGill-Johnson says she was concerned for her staff and all women seeking care at Planned Parenthood.
It's empowering really bad behavior, incentivizing really bad behavior. We're seeing people outside of clinics documenting license plates, taking pictures of people going into clinics. And, you know, it's having its intended effect, right? It's trying to sow chaos and confusion and, most importantly, fear.
The justices could yet take action on the Texas case, but they have already agreed to hear arguments in Mississippi's effort to overturn Roe versus Wade. Ms. Ziegler says she was surprised the court hasn't yet responded to the Texas law, given the importance of the abortion issue in US politics.
If the court doesn't intervene and allows Texas's law to go into effect, we can't 100% conclude that the court will overrule Roe v. Wade because the cases present different issues. But if we're looking to read the tea leaves, it certainly seems that the court is heading in that direction and is not really treating abortion rights with the same gravity the court would treat other constitutional rights.
A majority of Americans believe abortion should be legal in the United States, according to a Reuters Ipsos polling. Some 52% said it should be legal for most or all cases, with just 36% saying it should be illegal in most or all cases. At least 12 other states have enacted bans early in pregnancy, but all of those laws have been blocked from going into effect. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.